Good day, listeners. Welcome to an episode of Sounds from the Ziggurat podcast. Primarily a podcast about the Brighton music scene of the noughties, but also a bit more. At the time of writing, it is 41 minutes past 12 a.m. on the 13th of May, and I can't sleep. This is not a particularly interesting or fun fact, but I just wanted to mention it, as it's been the only time in three or so weeks that I felt the desire to do another episode of the podcast. The official episode 5 has actually been about 80% written for a while now, but I find myself currently unable to put the finishing touches on it, and I've been struggling with editing the interview with Gaz Marlow that I conducted before lockdown. This is far from a woe is me prologue. I'm mainly feeling the need to mention it in case this late night inspiration continues into an episode of its own, which apparently it has. So this is now episode 5 of season 2, or episode 12 overall, or something. Who cares? Anyway, I'm not going to talk about the lockdown, Boris, the virus, or anything like that today. I've spent many an hour on previous podcasts, ones I've released and the aforementioned one that I've not yet released, trying to get my head around the situation and find some clarity, something that's increasingly hard to attain. In bids to explore more of my hobbies and get stuck into different distractions, I did actually host a DJ night with my partner a couple of weeks ago through Zoom. Zoom has been a bit of a lifesaver for a lot of people. And for those who are not in the know, it is a conference app which enables humans to connect together via their phone, laptop and tablets to chat, have meetings and catch up. It's become part of a lot of our lives and is also opening up a fair few other possibilities as well. I used this DJ evening, which was supposed to run for 2 hours, instead it went on for 6, to play some of the music I've featured here on the podcast. For half an hour I managed to cram in some of my favourite bands and tracks from yesteryear, and of course stick some Cockwomble in for something a little more up to date. We had a blast. Throughout the evening we saw many of our friends come and go in their little webcam windows, whether they were just hanging out listening in the background or instead having a boogie with us as we played the tracks. The first set that was played before the local tracks was an awesome collection of computer game music curated by my longtime collaborator and amazing friend Walking with Snufkin, who creates the majority of my solo project artwork. Although technically it is less of a solo project now, but is currently being held back due to the virus. Following this, I did my Sounds from the Ziggurat set, and that merged into an old school, the Gloucester inspired set, featuring tracks from all the different nights we would have attended down there in our 10 or so years of attendance, before its sad demise. The feedback we had was great, but it was mostly satisfying to hear people's appreciation of the older Brighton tracks I spun, and I can't wait to share some of this music again. I had also forgotten how much fun DJing could be, playing a selection of tracks for ourselves and the people listening, not being able to please everyone, all the time, but striking a balance so that we were all enjoying ourselves and having a few beverages over the course of the evening as well. And a bottle of Jaeger for shots at the bar! The hangovers that were reported to us by a number of attendees was enough to know we had done our job well and had all enjoyed our evening together, apart. I've spent quite a lot of time over the past few weeks checking out the stats for our humble podcast. Being quite niche, we don't really get many listeners, but I have noticed that a few of the people that are tuning in have started to appear from further around the globe, which is awesome. My stats are limited, so I can't guarantee that they are clicking on the episode and listening all the way through, and to be honest, I can't even guarantee they are no more than bots automatically finding their way around the interwebs or mystical algorithms. But if you are real, thanks. Thanks for listening. I would love to hear from you, especially if you've been tuning in for a while and have found something enjoyable in the music I've played over the past 2 years. That's what's so much fun about projects like this, communicating with people who share the same interests and being in a position to share one's passions. Imagine how perfect it would be if there was any money in it. Ha! But that's not why we do things here at the Ziggurat. If money was my motivator, then I wouldn't spend half my working time in retail and the other half publishing depressing songs and getting drunk. One thing COVID-related that I do have to mention is that last week, the Music Venue Trust announced a new initiative to help save the underbelly of our live music scene and the venues that support and make it happen. I'm feeling lazy today and feel that the update is more important than anything, so I'm just going to read it straight from their Instagram post. Today we are launching the major national initiative #SaveOurVenues to prevent the permanent closure of hundreds of grassroots music venues right across the country threatened by the COVID-19 crisis. Our grassroots music venues are special to all of us. They are the place where artists begin, the place where audiences fall in love with music, the place where our communities come together. We can't afford to lose them. We are asking artists, music fans, and our local communities to act together to prevent their own special local music venue from permanently closing. A new website with details of how to get involved is live now, link in bio. This is our community, together we can save it. That's great stuff from them, and I hope it gains momentum quickly. The website they point towards in their bio is saveourvenues.co.uk, and the hashtag to use is #saveourvenues. My fear that venues may disappear is very real. There would be no host of this semi-informative and badly planned podcast without discovering the magic of live gigs at his first Freebuck pub experience all those years ago. If they don't become flats, then they quite often get terraformed into soulless, expensive establishments with no heart, and only cover bands or cabaret singers providing the entertainment backdrop, if any. Right, I'm moving on to a track from a new duo called 50-50. In the blurb from their email, they say that 50-50 is made up of Sam Holloway and Joe Lesurve, both based in East Sussex. They met through East Sussex College in October 2019 and have been annoying each other with bad puns and strong cups of tea ever since. Sounds good to me. Joe's brother Dan has been a good friend of mine since the days of Quid Rock in the Pressure Point and Dry Rise gigs at the Pavilion Tavern. Always supportive of our musical endeavours and willing to get stuck in and lend a hand if it's needed. I've also known Joe for a fair number of years, but embarrassingly, one of the last times I saw her was at the open mic I run, well, did run, for Brighton and Hove Sports and Social Club. I don't know if you're like me, but when I am running a night, sometimes, I just put my blinkers on, especially if the night is not going quite to plan. There's a nervousness about me and I'll quite often talk nonsense or miss a familiar face in the crowd. One of these evenings, Dan popped down with someone, and again, it was one of those nights that wasn't very well attended, and I was in total host mode. I said hello to Dan and fully introduced myself to his friend, and my heart sunk when I realised it was Joe. I must have come across so rude, but the dim club lighting and my mind being elsewhere led me to introduce myself and subsequently feel sick for my error. I'm sure this has happened before. It does accidentally happen, but I felt awful and hope Joe's forgiven me. We grow from our experiences, and from now on I'm getting DNA testing, fingerprints and retinal scanners carried out before anyone even walks in the door of the club. And I'll have the results sent to me by email before I can make any more silly mistakes. Sorry again, Joe. Anyway, check 50-50 out on Facebook under the really catchy address facebook.com/5050-11469167351568. This is called Seven Steps. Well, that
lost your friends. Your phone never rings. No need for silencing. Step six, you close your eyes as you're falling down, falling down.
2pm, Instagram on Sundays, has become a bit of a regular performance slot for singer-songwriter Mr. Jones and his guitar. The Jones Sessions has been a staple of many of our lockdown Sundays during the past few weeks, and has served as a comforting and well-attended social meetup of friends and family on Instagram Live. Chris describes his songs as reflective and hopeful, and he released his latest single, The Storm, in March of this year, which you can find on his website. Yes, an actual website, which is mrjones.me. Of course, the tunes are on all the usual streaming outlets as well. I met Chris for the first time at a gig supporting my friend Lewis McHale at the Cellar Bar in Worthing. Many songs were sung and drinks consumed, carrying on back in Brighton at Grand Central when we got off the train. I've still not had the conversation with him as to why I've ended up with about five of his Somewhere New EPs that night. Maybe it was a giveaway for this very podcast. It was probably a very in-depth conversation about it, which I can't remember, because despite some usual drunken silliness, I don't think I just stole them. That wouldn't be very funny. Well, at the time it might have been, but certainly isn't on reflection. So this is a track from one of those CDs. If you like what you hear, then get in touch and I'll pop your copy in the post. Chris, if you happen to be listening and are livid about what you were hearing, feel free to get in touch too and rightly reclaim your property. This is My Metal Friend.
Like it's time for a change in design. So now I will take these parts and break them down and build something new out from the fire. So I unscrewed your chest, spaghetti colored wise. The last time we spoke, you took my hand and you smiled and you said, you fill me up with your life. My trusty metal friend malfunctioned again, but I just need time to get him repaired again. outside you looked so shiny and new. Now I've seen inside, I know you made the lights glow even though all the one of your fuses blown. Watch you perform in your tricks to prove what you were. Now you're caught in a spin. Trusty metal friend malfunctioned again, and I just need time to get him repaired again. We slept in the shed where I made you that day. We woke up together to find a new day. We made a foolproof plan to live a certain way. Now it's back to basics. But I can build you again. My trusty metal friend, my trusty metal friend, my trusty metal friend.
I first met Alfie when playing a gig for the almighty Richard Ward of Overhead Wires out at a pub in Worthing. It was a sunny Sunday and bloody trains had been cancelled, forcing my gang and I onto replacement buses. This was far from ideal in our hungover states, and the 40-odd minute journey was at times close to nauseous disaster. I've seen Alfie play at wonderful and currently closed live music venue The Brunswick a few times, but two stand out more than any others. The first, another Overhead Wires night, in the dimly lit but beautiful Cellar Bar. Alfie was pouring his heart out over a song about his poor cat that had passed away. It was a beautiful and sad moment, made 10 times worse by the dickheads at the side talking loudly all the way through it. They did this to a few of his songs and I just sat there raging. Yes, I should have told them to shut up, but this particular time I was silenced by a bit of anxiety, and by the time I had got myself together to say something, they had decided to piss off. I mean, what's the point anyway? There's a massive pub upstairs to have loud conversations in. Why drag it down to an intimate setting and detract from the wonderful performance? Actually, I'll digress a little here. How do you feel about people talking through gigs? Does it matter on the loudness or size of the venue, who is playing or what the rest of the crowd are doing? I'm a bit torn. Ideally, everyone should shut up and listen to each other, especially in quiet, intimate settings. I personally don't mind if people talk a little bit, but do it in hushed tones under the cover of the music. I'm hardly the best performer in the world, so I understand that people may bore of me quickly, so by all means have a little chat, but still respect the artists on stage. That's the main thing at the end of the day. Of course, open mics can be a mix either way. Sometimes everyone is attentive and there to listen, and sometimes it's a loud, busy pub anyway, with the music providing the background ambience. I've had lots of different experiences in a live setting, and played many situations, such as attentive crowds in busy rooms, gangs of lads on a night out messing with my bloody equipment, pricks, festival gigs and rooms with completely empty seats. As long as the artist is respected, then I'm fine. Let me know your thoughts though. Anyway, back to the long goodbye. The second gig I wanted to mention was upstairs at the Brunswick's main venue. It was the album launch, and Alfie was trusting enough to give me a copy that I would pay for at a later date, as all my money had gone on beer, surprisingly. The performance had Alfie backed up by a whole band, and it really brought out the richness and fuller sound that we hear on the album. When it reopens, check out his shop Mud Pie Music on Trafalgar Street, or online right now at mudpiemusicbrighton.com for lots of vintage, collectible and pre-loved musical instruments, and find information, music and videos of the band at thelonggoodbyeband.com. This is Solitary Sunshine. The last song I want to play is from a band I used to watch when DJing for Brighton promoter Little Man, when he used to run nights at B-Lo on West Street. These were some of the best band nights available towards the mid and latter half of the 2000s, and where I discovered such acts as who I have previously played on the podcast, and the next band, Titan System. Rock Brighton nights would cram 5 to 6 bands in throughout the evening, and carry on into the early hours via the mad skills of DJ Deathblow. Yes, me. Although it was less mad skills and more 17 pints and a CD collection crammed into a backpack. I had a bit of a love and hate outlook on DJing at the time, which on reflection I realise now was just anxiety that brought on a bit of an unpredictable digestive system, which in a dingy club like B-Lo was uncomfortable. We'll talk more about Rock Brighton and hopefully to Little Man himself in the coming episodes. So, Titan System. The vibe and intensity the four-piece dub act would bring to the room stood out from so many other bands at the time. No matter who you had come to see that night, I'm sure everyone found something they could appreciate in their live performance. This is a song from their live EP, and it's called Don't Carry That Burden.
You give yourself to the world. You give yourself to the world. But I know you're just a sweet girl. Yes, I know you're just a sweet girl. You mean well, you mean well. But you might as well, you might as well. Share a problem, share a problem. Together we will solve them. Together we will solve them. To carry that burden on your shoulder. To carry that burden, oh no, on your shoulder. Don't carry that burden on your shoulder, on your shoulder. To carry that burden on your shoulder. I've seen worse, I've seen better. I seen worse, I seen better, I seen worse, so I don't want no regret. I seen worse, I seen better. Open, 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 yes it, yes it. Open, 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 yes it, yes it. And let somebody in. Shoulder. On your shoulder. On your shoulder. On your shoulder. You got to open up your mouth. Tell me what's all about. Maybe you don't have to scream and shout. Maybe you could let it all out. Yeah, 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 yeah. You carry that burden on your shoulder. Die. To carry that burden on your shoulder. To carry that burden on your shoulder.
That's it for this episode of the podcast. I had been planning to make longer editions, more akin to the first season, but with the way things are at the moment, it may not always be possible. But as long as I continue to bring a little history, a little bit of laughter, and some great music, then I think I'm still doing my job. And if you disagree, start your own bloody podcast, of which I'd love to come on as a guest. Thanks. For those that are sticking around, thank you. I do appreciate it. I hope you're enjoying what you hear and, most importantly, staying safe. You can find me on Instagram under @RiseOfTheZiggurat. And I do have a Sounds from the Ziggurat YouTube channel too, where you can listen to the podcast amongst other brief, non-thought-out endeavours. Thanks for listening.